Hello and welcome into the Sight and Sound Technology Podcast. My name is Stuart Lawler. This is episode number 27. Great to have you along as always, and thank you for tuning in and downloading and subscribing to the Sight and Sound Technology Podcast. We always love to hear your feedback, and you can get in touch by sending an email to podcast@sightandsound.co.uk. Now, a couple of days ago, I said to Glenn Tuckey, our CEO, we haven't heard from you in a while. We need to check in and find out how everything's going across the Sight and Sound Technology business. And that's what we're doing on this episode. We're having another chat with our CEO, Glenn Tuckey. But before we do all that, we produce lots of online content here at Sight and Sound Technology, as you probably know. In fact, COVID-19 has probably presented us with an opportunity to do more of that than we might have ever done had it not happened. It's weird, isn't it, how sometimes, things just happen for a reason. We've been producing a lot of online content, webinars, podcasts, blogs, and increasing our presence on social media. And we want to continue to do that, of course. We thank everybody for their feedback during the last number of months. Well, next week, we're launching a brand new podcast, and it will be available through this podcast feed. So if you're subscribed to this feed, you don't need to do anything. You'll get it automatically. It's going to be called Desert Island Tech. There you go, Desert Island Tech. And we're going to be talking to people who have disabilities, with disabilities, about technology that they use and how it has shaped their life. That's coming up next week, a brand new podcast here at Sight and Sound Technology called Desert Island Tech. Well, it's been almost 4 months, actually, since we checked in with Glenn Tuckey, our CEO. It actually feels a lot longer to me, but then again, weeks feel long sometimes, and time is all over the place, really, with COVID. But Glenn, welcome back.
Yeah, it's very nice to be back, Stuart.
Yeah, great to have you again. Still haven't seen you physically. And I think the last time we were talking, we were saying, "Gosh, I haven't seen you in months, and I haven't seen you in even longer." But we're gonna talk about a few things in the next little while. We thought it's nice to check in with you every so often. But before we do that, just how have you been since it was May since we talked to you last? How was your summer? How are you doing?
It's been really busy, actually, as I'm sure every busy zoner and everybody who's working in a company has spent the last 6 months from absolute horror as to what was going up and how it was going to unfold, and then the worry about what was actually going to happen, then the huge amount of effort and energy that went into making sure that we all had a business, we all had a way of supporting our client base, we all could look after our employees, not knowing what was going on, through to working your way through it, and planning what the new normal would look like. So along the way, I managed to get out to Cornwall for a week and actually get abroad to Greece for a week. And that was very nice. Not possibly for the Greek retailers who, like us, are suffering from just having no tourism. But if you're a tourist at the moment, it's actually quite a nice experience, because wherever you go, it's only half full. So a half full beach in Greece is actually quite a nice experience. Whereas in August, it perhaps wouldn't be normally somewhere you go. So no, I'm as ever energetic, happy, busy, and just generally getting on with life and enjoying it.
All right. And last time when we talked, I mean, we were chatting a lot about how you brought the business online in pretty much 24 hours. Everybody was gone home and working from home. I suppose since that time, many people have moved back to the office. Some of us are still working from home, but you kind of managed this gradual return to some kind of normal in the office in Northampton. How did that work?
Well, actually, it was quite interesting what the driver was for it, Stuart. What we found was, whilst the business worked extraordinarily well with people working from home, and we're totally paperless now, and great strides. And service stayed up, and as you know, as you were the in fact the driver of many of the communications that we put out along the time. But I found that after a few months, things started to slightly get out of sync, slightly less cohesive. And those little conversations you'd have as you wander past someone's desk, or taking something downstairs for dispatch to pop into a box because it had got left out, little things like that obviously stopped happening. And ever so slowly, I felt that the level of communication and understanding within our company, and therefore potentially externally to our suppliers and clients and customers, etc., wasn't quite as good as I would hope and would expect it to be. So within the bounds of social distancing and keeping everybody safe, we started to bring people back into the business 2 days a week, and started to overlap teams that worked together closely inside the business process. And you know what? It absolutely solved those issues. And it didn't just solve the issues. Things didn't just suddenly just click back into place, because they did, but actually people really enjoyed being back in the workplace and seeing their colleagues again. And I came in a couple of months ago, one Monday morning, and I could hear a hum and a chatter from the main office area. And I had a big smile on my face. I thought, that's it.
Brilliant. They're all back.
We're back. Yeah. We're all back. We're running. And I walked into the office and shouted, hello, everybody. And they all looked up. And there was genuine smiles on their faces. And I wandered around and people said, do you know what? We love working from home. We didn't want to come back into the office. We thought it was all working fine. And they said, but do you know what? It works better, doesn't it, when we're face-to-face. So I think we've got a great mix now in our business of half the time people are at home, half the time they're in. We probably got what is closer to, I think, the new normal. I don't think you'll ever all work from home. And I can't see how you can introduce new people to your business or new processes in your business. And I'll come along to that a little bit later, what that really means for us. But I don't see how you can do those things when people don't actually ever come together face to face and share some of those things.
I agree. And it's certainly, you know, weird sometimes working from home. You go from one Zoom or Teams meeting or whatever to another. And it is strange sometimes not seeing your colleagues. And I completely see what you mean about that humming sound in the office. And you come in, everyone's sitting there. It must have been very strange in a nice way. And then I suppose around the same time you were doing that, you started to look at the external view from the customer's perspective and the resumption of home visits and face-to-face contact. And that must have been, you know, quite a big thing just for everyone to be comfortable with.
It was quite a big decision to make, actually. But I was getting signs from our client base, those who hadn't managed to enter into the world of digital and online, that actually they were comfortable now, as long as the right precautions were being taken, to actually engage, because they had things they wanted to talk about, things they wanted to see, things that needed fixing. So we spoke to the teams of people who go out, whether it be trainers or salespeople, other managers, and said to them, are you comfortable? Do you want to get back out there? And the consensus was actually, yes, we are. And yes, we'd love to. So we started going out, and I would say that most of the external people, particularly those who deal with demonstrations and face-to-face type work, are now out at least half the time. Yes, they're fully equipped with PPE. Yes, they take protective equipment for clients to use if they haven't already got it. Yes, they disinfect and sanitize equipment that's been used. Yes, they stay as distant as they can inside those environments, but they are getting out there. And people are so pleased to see them and so pleased to receive them. And given that many of them are in the category of people who should be looked after most, I was slightly worried about how this would work, but I have to say it's working quite well. Now, this is not everybody. This is a small subset of our client base who feel comfortable with it, who have the desire. But and any of our team have the option to opt out as well if they don't feel comfortable with it. But it's working, and it's working quite well. Maybe this will be the new normal as well. Perhaps not so many people being seen face to face, but I believe it will always be part of the way the world does business, and certainly the way we do business. So, yep, we're up and running, and we're doing it, and it's so far so good. And the byproduct, of course, is that the roads and the transport links are much less busy than they were 6 months ago. So actually, it's not such a bad environment to travel around in right now. May change, but it's quite good.
I'm thinking that as well as, you know, people are going out showing products, and I think we spoke on the last podcast when we had you on that, you know, a lot of this stuff, you have to hold it in your hand, and it's really important to have that face-to-face. But as, I'm thinking as well as that, I'm sure for some people who are having these home visits, it's nice just to have the social contact. They're seeing someone else.
It's always been a big part of our job, I think. Social contact in itself has been sometimes the only reason people contact us, because of the isolation they have from their condition, whatever. So, we have been to people just to have a chat, and that's a really important part of it, I think. And that'll always be part of the way we approach our connections with people. It's about the relationship, sometimes more than it is about the technology.
Okay. I want to touch on some things that have changed, I suppose, during the pandemic, and indeed some things that have changed an awful lot for the better at Sight and Sound, and some new processes that we're in the midst of bringing in. And I suppose many companies might have said, listen, we're just going to keep our heads above water, and we're going to try to do as much as we can, but we're not going to make any big changes. But you were thinking prior to the pandemic of quality management, and indeed bringing in a quality management system, and that's now commenced, hasn't it?
It has, yes. Around February, we started on the long and what sometimes seems to be challenging path of obtaining ISO 9001 accreditation for the business, which I believe will be a first in our industry. And I wanted to have that quality kite mark set against the Sight and Sound business and our name. The pandemic happened, but I felt that we could continue on that path, and so we did. And we achieved in July ISO 9001 stage one accreditation, which means that our business and our systems have been audited and have been signed off as at the quality level that we would expect and British Standards Institute demand for industries that have that standard. So we are there. And now over the next 6 months, and we are 3 months into that, we will now actually operate those systems, run the business to the standard levels that are required. And in January next year, we will have our stage two accreditation and audits. And I'm very hopeful and expect that we will get full ISO 9000 sign off and be at the level of quality and most importantly, of continuous improvement in our company that I've always set out to show by example. Actually, we always like to put our hands up when something's gone wrong. We're always keen to listen and improve what we do. And the way in which we've implemented 9001, I think, means that we're going to get even better at what we do. And there's always room for improvement in my mind. So, yes, we are halfway there.
I'm conscious this is probably going to be maybe a slightly harder question to answer, but what might an external customer see with some of these with this quality system? What might be some of the changes that somebody might kind of ringing up Sight and Sound or making contact might experience?
Well, I think what they're going to see is a much more consistent delivery from us. I think they will certainly see that any issues or any grey areas are followed up in a consistent way. I think they will see standards of quality of packaging and product delivery and training and support. I think they'll see all of those just get a little bit sharper, just a little bit tighter, a little bit better connected, a little bit better communicated. Why? Because inside the business, all of those touch points are measured every minute, every day, reported upon, reviewed. And if something hasn't quite gone to the plan, whether or not the customer has complained, we've got it tracked and we measure it. And we sit down every month as a management team and as a quality management subset of that team and say, what could have gone better? And we make things better. So what we're hoping is we improve things for our customers before they see things they feel need improving. So that's our ultimate ideal, that we continuously move forward and our customers see that. But if they tell us something's not gone right, we will absolutely be on that. So what I also think the customers will see is they won't see something go wrong for a second, you know, time. For the same reason, because I think we should have caught it the first time. That's what I think they'll see, consistency.
Okay. Now, something else that changed, I think, since we spoke to you last, of course, we have now had the new ConnectWise system up and running. We spoke to the project team behind ConnectWise on a previous podcast, but I know you're quite excited, I guess maybe not so much about ConnectWise now, but about its potential in the future.
ConnectWise will change the way in which we can offer services and support to our customers. Yes, inside the business, it underpins our quality management system because it can track and manage and make us very, very good at understanding how things are operating and making them operate better. But, you know, our client base relies upon the technology that we deliver to them, particularly the software-based technologies. Software-based technologies sit on computers. Computers need to be running efficiently, performing well. They need to be secure, and they need to be, you know, able to be sometimes see things that might go wrong before they go wrong. ConnectWise will allow us to do all of those things with our clients' hardware base, supporting their software base. And my drive now, our next big goal, is to roll out a range of services, managed services, that our customer base, client base, can benefit from and make their reliance upon assistive technology even more secure through working with sight and sound with that assistive technology. So, yeah.
Okay, and certainly
ConnectWise is a quantum leap for and us as a business.
And hopefully when we come back to the next podcast, I think we might be able to talk a little bit more about that. Maybe just finally, one of the things, I suppose, one of the conversations that you and I have had for a long time is this idea of looking at maybe technology that we don't necessarily have in our portfolio and stuff that maybe is being used a lot, but we're not maybe directly engaging with on a kind of all day basis. And now we're starting to explore that by looking at some mainstream technology, aren't we?
Yes, that's right. We are. And I think that, look, you know, we've always felt that the solutions with the commercial distributor for are not the only solutions that will benefit our client base. And we're used to doing this. This is nothing necessarily new. Our frontline salespeople are often talking about, you know, Alexa, Apple technology, free apps and things like that. But it's been really a bit ad hoc, a little bit. If our guys know about it, they'll talk about it. We're now moving, and you asked the question because you're leading on it for us. We're now moving into an area where we're going to bring our company and our people up to a standard level where they can talk about much broader range of assistive technology, whether or not it's in our distribution contracts. That's so that we can say to people, hey, have you tried this? It's free. It may work for you. If you buy this from us, it will integrate with this over here and this over here, which you can buy from John Lewis or the Apple Store or somewhere else. And I think that we will be seen by the marketplace, by the people who want support for assistive technology, as a much more rounded, consultative company and not just the purveyors of JAWS and Zoom Techs, which we probably would have been known for only 10 years ago. So I think it's a journey for us to become an all-round assistive technology company.
Yeah, and I think it's exactly as you say, it's particularly exciting because suddenly we'll be able to look at how this mainstream tech merges with some of the more specialist stuff that we provide to potentially increase the functionality of that mainstream tech.
Absolutely, absolutely. It's a bigger, wider integrated solution that we're after, and we want to be the guys who talk about it to anyone who needs to know.
Okay, lots of things going on at Sight and Sound, and you know, in some ways I feel sometimes there's not enough hours in the day. I'm sure you do as well. But Glenn, thanks as always for dropping by. I think we'll do regular chats with you just because there's so many things going on. Sometimes we don't get to capture it all. And it's really important, I think, for our listeners to hear what's going on. So we hope to bring you back, if not before Christmas. I can't believe we've said Christmas on this podcast already. Then maybe just afterwards. But for the moment, Glenn, thanks a mil for chatting to us.
Lovely to talk to you, Stuart. And well, have a good weekend.
Thanks a million to Glenn Tookey, our CEO there. I always enjoy catching up with Glenn, even though I know all these things are happening. It's kind of interesting having a conversation like this where we're looking at very big picture stuff and really understanding how the last few months have really been very busy. And sometimes you sort of have to stand back and go, wow. Anyway, there you go. We will make sure to have Glenn back, if not before Christmas, definitely after. Now, that's just about it for this episode. We will be back very soon. Remember, Desert Island Tech launches next week on this podcast feed. We also have Remote But Not Restricted across on our other podcast if you want to go and find that. It's also on Audio Boom. But until next time, from Stuart Lawler and everyone at Sight and Sound, stay safe, stay well, and talk to you soon. Bye-bye.